Tamás Beis. We hear the Kash in the Gemara. It says in the Mishnah, B'yayin ein lo it is also. In the Gemara, it asks the Kash that we learn ten poiskim al peiris at she yetzah shah yotzah shah poiskim hafal pish ein lo ze yesh lo ze. So, what is the problem that yayin ein lo? So, Omar Rabbe mas nisim bebaloche bidmeya maskinon. And he brought a raya from a paraisa that Reisha Yenoisha Bechavei Reimona Vaholach Vomad Al Geironai Vomad Tanli Moise Shani Reitza Likher Bam Chitim Amal Chitim Yeshli Shani Noisin Loch Tzeva Seyle Kishar Shal Achsho Mi Elo Loch Kol Shnei Mosa Chodesh Osa Dloi Kisra Yavolo Yodei Domi. So Rabba brought a raya from a paraisa that that it is just like that Baraisa is speaking about, just like that Baraisa is speaking about that, and, that he did not, and that's not ki isar abole yodoy. And we see the Baraisa ourselves. So Mamela, our Mishnah also ourselves, Bayayin Einloi, and is speaking about that what afapish Einlo ze yesh lo ze, that's dafke by isar abole yodoy. And our Mishnah is speaking about Boba Choyvoy. No, we mentioned that, Grad, there's a machlokes, the Baraisa and the Mishnah, the Baraisa holds a fellow by Yeshloi, also Boba Choyvoy doesn't help. And Rabbi held, okay, that's a machlokes, the Mishnah and the Baraisa. We just wanted to show that there is a chilek between Baba Chayva in Yisra Bola Yoda. Omar le Abaye, so Abaye asked, Ida loik Yisra ya Bola Yoda, ma yiri ya ein loi, afili yesh loi name. We see from this Bereise, and Abaye did not want to make a mach loikis tanoim, that ba yesh loi, if Baba Chayva helps, that our Mishnah helps, it holds that it helps, and the Braisa holds it doesn't help. Ella Omar Abaye. So now Abaye is going to say a very unique pshat in our Mishnah. Masnisin kedetoni Rav Safra beribis devei Rav Chiye. Rav Safra said over a Braisa that was learned in the Beis Medrash of Rav Chiye when they learned Perkez HaNeshech. The Tani Rav Safra beribis devei Rav Chiye. Yesh devorim shehein motorim ba'asurim mipnei haromas ribis. There are things which me'ikar adin are mutter, but it is also because of haromas ribis. Keitzat omar loi halveini monem. That Reuven comes over to Shimon, and he asks Shimon to lend him a money. Amale, mone ainli, chitin bemone yeshli. I have chitin that are worth a money. And the Taz, the Chavis Taz, learns pshat, so what did he tell him? Shani noisin loch. That he told them as follows, I don't have a money to lend you. I'll sell you chitim that is worth a money. And instead of me lending you a money and you'll pay me back in 6 months, I'll sell you chitim and you'll pay me back a money in 6 months. Fine, I don't have a money to lend you, so I'll sell you chitim and you'll pay me back the money in 6 months. Now you have chitim which is worth a money. Nosan loy chitin b'mone. So he sold him chitin that's worth a mone. V'chozar v'lokha neimenu v'esrim v'arba sela. Now he comes over to him. This yid, let us Bissel be Megashim the Indian, he wanted to borrow a money. He had to pay up his electric bills. He needed a money. Comes over to him. Yenis says, I don't have a money to lend you, but I can sell you chitim, which are worth a money. Then, now he has chitim, which is worth a money. Now, he has a problem to go to the electric company, bring them chitim, which is worth a money. It's not, they won't accept the chitim. He needs a money. So, this person who sold him the chitim with the money, he said, he's telling him, I'm desperate for money. So he says, good, I'll buy them from you for esrim va'arba sela. I'll buy them for you for 24 sela. There's 25 sela in the money. I'll buy them for you in 24 sela. Now, what's going to happen? So let's just be megashim what's going to happen. Let's see what really happened over here. So now all of a sudden this person who didn't have any money to lend him, now all of a sudden he was able to cough up 24 sela. 25 sela he didn't have. Okay, 24 sela he had, and he bought from him back the chitim, which are worth 25 sela. He bought them from him for 24 sela. Now, what's going to be? In 6 months, he's going to pay him back 25 sela. So the maise, he's going to pay him back for the chitim, so he's going to get 25 sela for the chitim, and the maise, he also got back the chitim now for 24 sela. So the moicher got a sela ribis between you and me. That is what really happened over here. But al kaponim, if we look at each maise bazunder, is everything is an innocent maise. That means he sold him chitim for 25 sloin. He sold him back these chitim for 24 sloin. So be'emesin, there is a kasha from the gedolei achronim. The Chavis Das asks the kasha. Rav Shlomo Zalman asks the kasha. The halacha is, if you lend someone money, and now I want to sell him a bargain, which is nothing to do with the halvah. It means, you lent me money, or you back the money. I'll sell you now a bargain. So you're not allowed to do that. That's ribis. Lo yiske lo bepoches. That means if you borrowed money from someone else, so if you borrowed money from someone, you're not allowed to sell him now a bargain, because that is ribish. You're giving him something that's worth 25 sloin for 24 sloin. And here it seems that is not such a problem. So the Chavis Das says, because here the whole Indian was a ribish derabono. That means he sold him, he didn't lend him chitim that is worth 25 sloim, he should pay him back chitim which is worth 25 sloim. That'll be avodi araisa. He sold him chitim and he can pay back in 6 months. That already is derech mekech hamemka, which is a ribis derabonon. So by a ribis derabonon, one is permitted, the whole thing is a ribis derabonon to begin with, one is permitted to sell them at a cheaper price also. That is how the Chavis Das learns Pshat in our Gemara. Rav Shlomo Zalman says something very interesting. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, we'll see in Rashi, the reason why did he sell it, these chitim, which are worth 25 sloim for 24 sloim, he was dochuk lemo, he needed money. He couldn't wait for the Yom HaShuk. If someone else would give him 24 sloim, he'd also sell. He's not interested in selling to him. He needs cash. He needs cash now. So Mamela, you're offering me cash. I'll sell it to you. Someone else will offer me. I'll sell it to him. So not I'm selling it to you at a cheaper price because you sold me the chitim and I can pay back in 6 months. No, I'm selling to it at a cheaper price because I'm a person who's dochuk for mois, whatever he has, he will sell at a cheaper price. So Bekitzer, he sold him now the chitim for, he gave him 24 sloim, and he got back the, and he got back the chitim, the moichah got back the chitim. Is muta, so he killed in its muta, va'osa lasis came ibnei aromas ribis. But it's aromas ribis, because be'etzem, let's see what it really looks like, it looks like he gave him, he needed cash, this person, to begin with. So it looks like he gave him 24 sloim, he's paying him back 25 sloim. That's really what's happening over here. He's paying back 25 sloim because he owes him 25 sloim for the chita. But al kaponim, he got the money 24 sloim, he's paying back 25 sloim. This is also out aromas ribis. Let us see Rashi. Let's see what Rashi says. Kedetani Rav Safra, v'loi bepoisik imoi betchile al achitim. We're not speaking about, speaking of a person purchased chitim and he was nesyak, no. Shani noisin loch kishar sha'achshav, he sold them chitim, at the price of chitim was 25 sloim, v'nosnum loim. V'chazar v'lokhan mimenu b'chav dalet sloim. Then he bought it back from him for 24 sloim. Da'ezel kabei sela. He charged him 24 sloim. Really, it's worth 25 sloim. Shamana chafei sloim. So Rashi says, v'hu ayedochuk lemois. He needed money. Lo yochel lahamtim liyoyim ashuk. So if you willing to give me 24 sloim now, I'll sell these chitim, which are now mine, for 24 sloim. Muta, shiroi heloloi dmei hachitim yoisa midmeyem. That means when he sold him the chitim, he didn't overcharge him for the chitim, bisram tonos mois. That means the transaction which was between the Baal HaChitim and this Lekeyach, he sold them Chitim which were worth 25 sloim, for 25 sloim, he'll pay him in 6 months, so this is Mamish Kosher B'Yosher. Bahai, who the Oizel Gabay? Now the person who owns the Chitim sold it to him for cheap, because he's Dachuk L'Mois. So, Rav Safra had said that this is also Mishum Aromas Ribis. Lamaise, it's not Avak Ribis, but it's also Alts Aromas Ribis. Zokta Baye as follows. Hochenami. Now, this is Pshat in our Mishnah. We have to learn. Our Mishnah is, we have to give a shtikel hakdomeh to our Mishnah, and then we'll say pshat in the Mishnah. Kigoyin da'omar halveini shloishim dinrim. This is a hakdomeh to the Mishnah, which the Mishnah doesn't mention. Fine. Reuben came over to Shimon, and he said, lend me 30 dinrim. And Shimon told him, Ainli, I don't have chitim b'shloishim dinrim, yeshli, but I have chitim, that's worth shloishim dinrim, Ainli, chitim b'shloishim dinrim, yeshli. He told him, I have chitim which are worth shloishim dinrim, shani noisin lof, so I'll give you chitim which are worth shloishim dinrim. Nasan loy chitim b'shloishim dinrim. Now he gave him chitim b'shloishim dinrim. This is a hakdomet to our Mishnah, which the Mishnah didn't mention. But that was the story. Chazor v'lokram himenu b'dinur zot. Now he went and this person wanted money. He was dochik al mois. So he purchased back these chitim, which are worth shloishim dinrim, he bought them for 25
dimle. Now, so let's look at the lashon of the Mishnah. Let us look at the lashon of the Mishnah. Lokach imenu chitim bedino zov haku. That now that our Mishnah is starting in the middle of the story. That means the story was he had come to him and he wanted to borrow shloishim dinrim. He said he doesn't have any dinrim. We can give him chitim for shloishim dinrim. So he said no. So he bought chitim for shloishim dinrim and he owes him now shloishim dinrim. Lokach imenu chitim bedinu zov haku. Now he went and bought these chitim. He bought them for a dinner zov, which is 25 dinar. Now let's look at the lashon of the Mishnah, because the lashon of the Mishnah is very unclear according to Abaye. So let's go back to our Gemara and see how Abaye is telling us what the Mishnah is speaking about. Fine. V'chaza v'lokam imenu b'dinu zov. Fine. Now, he is, now then he said, give me back give me back the money for the chitim. And he said, I'll give you yayin. If he has yayin, it's mutter. If he doesn't have yayin, it's awesome. He is like chamra leloive. The yoiv lay v'shloishim dinre, dinner, peirohu de koshok menei, the less long bo. The yiloi, kimen the less lay chamre, vadai mishkar zuzi minei, merzi kiribus. Now, let us just say how the lashon of the Mishnah we have to doctor up, which Abaye will do soon. But al kaponim, this is how Abaye said pshat the Mishnah. So we have here, the story was as follows. He came to him and he asked him, lend me 30 dinar. He doesn't have 30 dinar. So, but I'll sell you chitim what are worth 30 dinar and you'll pay me up in 6 months. Fine. So he sells him chitim for 30 dinarim. He owes him now 30 dinarim in 6 months. But this person is dochuk for moi, so this person who sold him the chitim for 30 dinrim comes over to him now, a month to, you need money, you'll sell it to me for 25 dinrim. Fine. So, lokech memenu bedinuzov. So now he bought back the chitin bedinuzov. Now, and then after 6 months, he really says he wants wine. He says, so if he has wine, it's good. If he doesn't have wine, it's no good. So now, Shad is like this. If he'll give him, he owes him 30 dinrim for the chitim that he purchased. If he'll give him wine that is worth 30 dinrim, it's no problem. Then it's mutter, because we do not see the dreidel of it. He gave him 25 dinrim cash, and he gives him wine which is worth 30 dinrim. We don't see the haromas ribis over here. So this would be mutter. But if he doesn't have wine, so he has to pay him back, 30 dinrim. So now, ochei neida adobo. Now we see what really happened. Really, between you and me, he lent him 25 dinrim. He's paying him back 30 dinrim. And between there was a mekak with chitim. But al kaponim, that's the haromas ribis over here. But the haromas is, he gave him 25 dinar, he's paying him back 30 dinar. That is the haromas ribis. But then, we only see the haromas if everything is being done with kesef. That means we consider that what he purchased from him, the chitim for 25 dinar, this keilu is a halvo, because he hadn't wanted cash to begin with. So it's a 25 dinrim. So he gives them back 30 dinrim. It's aromas ribis. If he gives them back yayin, so no one doesn't ring a bell. We don't see that he gave him 25 dinrim. He's giving back yayin. That's worth 30 dinrim. It's not so nikah. So then it would be mutter. That is what the Mishnah is telling us. The Mishnah is telling us, if we'll give him wine, that's worth 30 dinar. He's taking back payrus. He gave him 25 dinar. He's getting back payrus. We don't see the ribis. The last long ball. So it doesn't matter. That would be mutter. The loy, even the last lechamra, if he doesn't have wine to give him, Bader Mishkol Zuzimnes, he's going to get money from him. He owes him the money. Mechzike ribis. So it looks like ribis. Let us see what Rashi says. The chaza of the lokem imenu bediner zok. Masnisen ki koma lokach imenu chitim. When the Mishnah said lokach imenu chitim, bimalve koi. It's speaking about the malve. Speaking of the malve bought the chitim for 25 dinar. And then later, when he was Tevayim, Omaloi, Tenli my Oisa, you owe me 30 dinrim for the chitim. Shani lekech ben yain, I want these 30 dinrim, I want to buy wine now. Omaloi, harei moisech asuyus alai, bidmesh loishim dinrim yain. That if I can't, I'll give you, I owe you 30 dinrim. I'll give you 30 dinrim of wine, v'yayin ein loy, but he doesn't have wine. So the Mishnah says, it's also, if he doesn't have wine, it's also. V'yav alei chamrim, if he would have wine, so then, zuzi yoyim lei mikor, in the beginning, he gave him money. U'peire shokol mine, he got back peiris. V'loidomi l'ribis, so that b'chlal is not similar to ribis. Avo mishkal minei zuzi also, but if he's going to get back money, he's going to get back 30 dinrim, which in reality is a payment for the chitim, which he sold him for 30 dinrim. But in the amitiyus advarim, there was really avo of 25 dinim, he's giving back 30 dinim, aber mishkum neisuzi yosa. The dinner zoiv yoiv lei, he gave him a dinner zo, the koshokum inei tlosi. So memele, so that's what Abaye said, the Mishnah is not speaking about a person when you start asking a kasha, and then the Mishnah says, poistam al sharaf al. Afalpish ain loze, yesh loze, so there was a problem, but escape meron of its nisyaka, you're allowed to do it, even though yayin ain loy, that was the whole kasha. The Mishnah is not speaking about such a story at all. Not speaking about that the chitim was nisyaka, not speaking about yayin was nisyaka, was speaking about this is the case. He sold him chitim for 30 dinar, he brought it back for 25 dinar, and now he wants back the 30 dinar for the chitim. He wants to buy wine. Sif will give him wine. It's mutter, because we don't see, it's not boilet, the haromes ribis. He gave him 25 dinar, he's giving back wine. But if he gives him back 30 dinar, then it's also haromes ribis. But now, we have a problem that the Loshna HaMishneh is very not mashmeh like Abaye. So now the Gemara is going to deal with this problem. Omar Lei Rove, Ihochi Tenli Chitai, the Mishneh says he came over to him and he said, Tenli Chitai, give me my chitai. He doesn't want the chitim. The may chitim be boy like. The way you're saying, he sold them chitim for 30 dinar. So he's asking, give me back the 30 dinrim for my chitim. I want to buy wine with them, but it's not tenli chitai. He sold them the chitim. To need the may chitai. Yeah, okay. It's missing the word. Tenli the may chitai. Fine, that's the Sha'ani roitza lamoicham. Now, we look in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, yes, and give me the chitim. I want to sell them to buy wine. So it's not said, v'shemachatim loch mi boilei. Give me the mei chitai that I sold you. Shemachatim loch. Yeah, okay. So it's a little pagreis the Mishnah. Shemachatim loch. Yeah. Tenli the mei chitai shemachatim loch. That's the story. He's asking, give me back my 30 dindrim for the chitim that I sold you. Arei chitoich asuy, now it says further, the Mishnah, arei chitoich asuyis alai b'shloishi dindrim. Now it says in the Mishnah is possibly, but that was nisyaka the chitim, so now he owes them 30 dindrim of chitim. But the way Abayis had shot the Mishnah, Arechita Chasuyis Lai B'Shloishim Dimire, Mikoyin, Mikorinami Hochi Ukmino Ilave. He sold it to him for 30 dindrim. When he sold in the beginning, he sold him Chitim, not Asuyis Lai B'Shloishim Dimire. Hochi Kamala, yeah, but Mei Chitecho Shosis Lai B'Shloishim Dimire. Yeah, that's what it means. It means that give me the Dmei Chitim that you charge me through that Shosis Alay B'Shloishim Dinrim. Reilu Chesli Ben Yayim B'Yayin Eilu. That's Abshah. Take the Gemara, V'Bedinu Zov Aku V'Chein HaShakton. The Mishnah says, when Lokach Menu Chitim B'Dinu Zov Aku V'Chein HaShak, that's not true. The tshuva, it was, the chitim were worth 30 dinar, and he bought it off from him for 25 dinar, not for chayin hashah. Yeah. So it's too many dechukim, according to Abaye. Let's see what Rashi says. Chobe dinar zov aku v'chayin hashah k'tov. Ve'im kidvorecha, if it's the way Abaye is saying pshat in the Mishnah, shelokron bedinner zov, when he bought it bedinner zov, hoyashar shloishim, he bought it for 25 dinrim, and it was then, it was worth shloishim. Vahai, the oizel gabei, fakel, that's the whole story. He sold it to him cheaper. Diashar bedinner zov. If you'll say that Saka worth in the Zohar. So when he sold it to him in the beginning, if you say it was really worth 25 dinar and he sold it to him for 30 dinar, you can pay me back in 6 months. That means if it was only worth 25 zuz, and he comes to me and says, you know what? I'll sell you the shritim. You don't have to pay me now. They're worth 25 zuz. You'll pay me in 6 months, 30 zuz. So that's also, that's ribbis. So, pshat of Abaye is not very clear in the Mishnah. Elo omar Rav. So now Rav says, anupshat, ki chashivne, and I will be nifter, Rabbi Shaya Nafik Lavosi. So, when the Shoma leaves this world, so there's a journey, there's a lot of ikuvim to one, is Bo El Mekaymai. So if one is Zeiche, the Deile Adair of the previous day come to be Mekabel upon him, and it goes much easier. Agavuche, they bring down that Beginner Shloimeh, he writes in Dagdome, he wrote a sefer to protect Rashi from the kashas of the Balei Tosfos, and he was Niftar Rashi, came to be Mekabel upon him, and as they stay in Dagdome, we don't have to go so far back, in the Chidushi Rab Shloimeh, it says in Dagdome that right before his Ptire, he said to put two chairs, Rabbi Chaim Oizen was his Rebbe. Rabbi Kivege, he learned Rabbi Kivege. That's Rabbi Shloimeh used to as we used to learn all Rabbi Kibbeger's Svarim. About Kaponim, what we see already, Bizman Chazal, as Rabbi said, Kishachivne, Rabbi Shaya, Nofik Lebosim, Rabbi Shaya will come to me, Mekabo Ponim, the Metaretzne, Masnisin Kibosei. I'm going to say Pshat in our Mishnah, like a Barais of Rabbi Shaya. The Memele, so then all problems will be solved. Zatrashi, Kishachivna, Rabbi Shaya, Nofik Lebosik, Shaomus, Rabbi Shaya, Yeitze, Lekrosi, Timitaratzno, Masnisin, Kibosai, Shani Rogel, Letaretz Mishnayas. I'm Rogel to be Metaretz Mishnayas, Shesosam Rebbe, Kibaraisi, Shesosam Hu. That means I say Pshat and Stam Mishnayas, the way Rabbi Shaya was saying some Baraisis. So I say that's Pshat in the Mishnah. So now, the Tony Rabbi Shaya. So now we're going to bring a Baraisa of Rabbi Shaya. Arei Shahoyo Noishe Bechavei Roimona. A person was Toiveya Amone from Aloyve. Vaholach Vaomad Al Geirone. So, the while the loiva owes him a money, and the malva comes to the goyim. Va'omar, and he tells him, tell me mo'isai, give me back my money, shani roitze likach behem chitim, I want to buy chitim. Now's an opportune time to buy chitim, chitim are cheap, I want to buy chitim now. So give me back my money. So the Leiva tells him he's Oymed Ala Goyim. Chitim Yeshli. You want to buy Chitim? I have Chitim. Shani Noisin Locha, I'll give you the Chitim. Tzei Vason Alai Kishar Shalachsha. So Cheshben out whatever, how much Chitim you can get for a month. Find out what the price is now, what the market price is on Chitim. And in that amount of chitim, I'll sell you now for a money, and I have chitim. Higi as man chitim limke, fakel. A lady who was sold, it's a deal. So now, the malve purchased from the leve chitim, which are worth a money. Higi as man chitim limke. Now, chitim, they used to wait 6 months or so, and then there was a larger demand for chitim. The price of chitim went up. Amaloi, so he came over to him and he told him, ten li chitim. Shani roitze lemoichon, I want to sell now the chitim. I bought them from for a money. Now they're worth more than a money, so give me my chitim. I want to sell them. Velikach ben yain, I want to buy wine. Wine is now cheap, so I want to buy wine. Amaloi, Yesh li yayin, sh'ani naisin loch. So let's say now it's the chitim are now worth a month and a half. Fine. You want to buy wine for a month and a half? So I have wine for a month and a half. Sh'ani naisin loch. Save us son alike ish'al shalachsha. Find out what the price is of wine, and I'll sell you my wine for a month and a half. He gives a man yayin. So now he bought wine from him for a month and a half. He gives a man yayin limke va'amaloi ten li yayni shani reitzel lemoiche v'likach boi shemen. Now shemen is on the market. You can get it for a cheap price. I want to buy shemen for a month and a half. Amaloi shemen yeshli shani naisin lo. Tzeiva so alaiki shah shalachsha. Fine. So the halacha is, kula, im yesh loy muta, ein loy osa. So what does it say in Rabbi Shaya's Baraisa? In Rabbi Shaya's Baraisa, it says that he didn't give him any money. He came with a choy. You owed me a money, and he's purchasing with a chayv. So the Baraisa says, that if the loive has these commodities, you can buy with a choyv, not the way we hear in the baraisa that Rabbi brought down. In Rabbi Shai's baraisa says, you can buy with a choyv in Yeshloi. You can buy with a choyv in Yeshloi. Im ein loy, it's also. So here it says, all the Yisaidis, that means even though there's a shah, it says, Seva Seila, the Kishar Shah, there's a shah, but main loy is also. So these Yisaidis that Rabbi had said, he didn't find a baraisa, Rabbi found a baraisa in Rabbi Shaya, that by yesh loy you can purchase with a chayv, and then it's nisyaka, it's b'shusay nisyaka. Ain lo, that what is a shah, you can't go and buy, if he doesn't, it's ain Yisrael, Baba Yoda, he's not giving him any money, so that what's Yotza shah will not help at all. So these Yisraelites smell that pshat, now Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, look, he purchased chitim, and then later the chitim on the shaker, and he wants, now it's chitim, he wants to make a chayv on yayin, so that's the din, and yesh lo yayin, it's mutter, and the yayin is awesome. But just let's go a line further. My lokach behalmoso. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, higiyas man chitim limker. Now it came the time to sell the chitim shenis yakru. Now chitim became expensive. Now the things which were stored, the chitim which were stored, so when the price of chitim goes up, now the people who have oitzres sell them at a more expensive price. Yesh loy muta, so if he has wine, it's muta. Lemrinen the lav ki isrei aboli yodoi. It's no problem. He's not giving him any money. He'll be zoiche now in the wine. Even though he didn't make a meshich in the wine. But he gave him a milve. And Rashi seems to hold that milve is kaina for mishepora al kaponim. That means for the milve that I'm being meichel you, sell me for the milve I'm being meichel you, sell me the wine. And the milve is kaina Rashi holds. So even though it got worth more, the yayin got worth more, ki meichel b'shusay meichel b'have ribis, but he was kaina. The minute he was meichelim, if the loibe has wine to sell, and he's meichelim the chayv to be kind of the wine, so we say mois kindness, ach mishapor al kaponim. He's kind al kaponim for mishapor. Loi havi ribis, hoyomim bolach ze koalayu be mishapor. He's kind of al mishapor. That means so Rashi is going, that milve is kind of. He's Michael the Milver, yeah. He's and for the Mechilas the Milver. Now, I'm not Mechilas Milver. Mechilas Milver. The going brings down the Chaim Das or Rambam. I will arrive at Vishah Poiskim Chelkim because of the Milver like on Ikla. Yeah, but that Kufa that I'm giving you now, the Milver, so even though in Kedushin there's Rais and Milver like on it, there's Rais some other place, the Milver is kind. So Rashi in the Rambam Shita is that Milver is kind. If that Kufa that you don't have to pay the Milver, that's called I'm giving you something. A penny saved is a penny earned, that's called I'm giving you the Milver. You don't have to pay me. So that we don't have to pay me, it's considered like I'm giving you the milver. So even though Mois ain't him kindness, I'll be Mishapor, it's kindness. So it comes out that the yayin that he sold the mitake, it was kind of the yayin. It was kind of with the mechilas and milver. No, because Mois ain't him kindness.
Abba will give him money, Moisainam Kainis, if he didn't make a Mashiach on the wine. That we had in Azov, Moisainam Kainis. Good, so Moisainam is not Kainis. But there's a Mishapora. That means it will be, that means there's a Kenyan, Kozman, they're not Chayzer. So it's called, he has Bailus and the Yain. He sold them wine. What did he give him? He gave him a Milve. And Milve is Kainis. Then the eye, you can be chayzer, good, it will be chayzer, yes, mekabo mishapor. So, Kozman, he wasn't chayzer, we consider he, the wine belongs to the lekeyach. Vlehabe ribis, hoyovim bo lachzer, kolai be mishapor. Umiyu, that's tafke, if he has wine, if he has shemen, so then it's glad kosher. Miyu heiched the ainloi. But what if he doesn't have wine? So he can't sell him wine because he doesn't have wine to sell. So what is, there's a market for wine. In the store they're selling wine. But he didn't give any money to buy from the market. He doesn't have any money to buy from the market. If he would give him money, so we say, since it's biyodai to buy from the market, so just like there was a mechira on the wine that is in the shuk, because since I can buy it, it's like, but if I don't have money to buy it, I can't sell you that wine, because I can't buy from the shuk. If he'd give him money, even if he doesn't have wine, he doesn't have chaytim, then he can make a psik, he can sell him now, he can sell him. Even though he doesn't have chitim, the yachos elik noisek. If you give me money, and there's a shuk, and I can buy, it's biyodei for me to buy from the shuk these chitim, the moishe kibble, the chitim mitzuyim loy. Oyu biyotza hasha. Avoze ain biyodei bamei yikne. But here, he doesn't have what to buy. He didn't give him money. He doesn't have what to buy. The dummy, the ribbis. So that is mamish pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is meiladit. Umay lokach diktoni. Now here we have a line which is very problematic, according to Rashi. Umay lokach diktoni b'masnisin lokach b'halbosoi. Tals lokach b'halbosoi shoyenoyshe boi dinozov. So let's look at the Mishnah 1 second. So the Mishnah says, Ketzav, lo kechimenu chitim b'dinu zov haku, b'chein ha-shav, om dochim tibela medindrim, om leten lechiti, shani reitz lemoichem, likar b'em yayin, om lechiti chusidra b'shloishim, ari lo chesa b'em yayin, b'yayin ein lo yizosa, b'yayin yesh b'mut. Now, the Gemara feels nice, what's the first lo kach? That's what the Gemara says. So Rashi is a big problem with this. My lokach diktoni b'masnis and lokach b'alvosa. So you know she boi dinozov. He owed him a dinozov. The lead needed the legal sinalai. We're not curious. This line, we're not curious at all. Uperish meshubishu shenofla b'seifa. This is a mistake. Lefi shalor b'Rabbi Yishaya, because the person only put down the Gemara. He saw that the Baraisa of Rabbi Yishaya is speaking about Noishe b'Chavei Raimonim. The Baraisa of Rabbi Yishaya was speaking about that he never gave him a penny. He was Noishe Amonim. The Shamin Minei Diavol Yoim Lehash Tezuzi Afilu Ein Loinami Shori. That's what you see from Rabbi Yishaya. Shibish mas nisen, so Mameli made a geis in the Mishnah, pirsha b'lekech b'avosai. Lohi, we don't make a geis in the, but let me boil the shibush mas nisen b'ochi. The Rabbi Shaye, that's what Rabbi Shaye said, that is speaking about yeshloi, and it's speaking about lokach b'avosai, mishum chitin kamoi nokitla. Rabbi Shaye is speaking about a scenario, that he wants to buy chitim, later was nesyaka chitim, he wants to buy yain, later is nesyaka yain, he wants to buy shemen. So Rabbi Shaye, that said, by all of them, you need yeshloi,
Because mishum chitim kamoi noket lei. Ulo meim de yesh lei muta. Aber gab du hab kisre yabol yodai. Even though he didn't give him any money, if he has chitim, it's muta. But he ain't lo yosav, he doesn't have it's also. Hayum lei bo yisrael yodai, he didn't give him any money. Aber mas nisen ki tone ein loy, our Mishnah that said ein loy is also, that the Mishnah first started speaking about ein loy by yayin. The Mishnah started speaking about if it doesn't have yayin, it's also. Tone shemachmas alvo ba'olof, by yayin we're coming with alvo. The chitin became this yakya. Now he wants to buy, with the Dmei Achitim, he wants to buy Yayim. So this is coming from Avosh Machmas Avo Ba'olo. Show you Kvar Dmei Chitim Mil Ba'olo. Because he owed him money for the Chitim. The Chitim became the Shad. Ah, well, Gabi Chitim. But when so our Mishnah spoke about, he purchased Chitim, Loka Chitim, then later he comes and he wants to Dmei Chitim, the Chitim was in the shack, he didn't have, and he doesn't have Yayin. But when he bought Chitim, Aval Gabi Chitim Loitone Isura, it doesn't say any Isurim by the Chitim, ain't lawyers. The Isra, it first says by Yayin. If he doesn't have Yayin, it's Osa. Vafilo ain't lawyers, Shari. So by chitim, if he doesn't have chitim, it's muta. The Israel ba'al yodai, because the Mishnah speaking about lokach, he bought chitim from him. He gave him money from chitim. He gave him money. So if he didn't have chitim, but he gave him money, so it's yotza ashar, so he could, with this money, he could buy the chitim. The shapiltoni ba'al lokach. So Rashi says, so there's no problem in the Mishnah, my lokach, lokach balvosoi. If the Mishnah would say that Ein Loi Chitim is also, so then you have a problem. Ein Loi Chitim is also. It was Yotza Shah, so.